Psalm 58, verse number 1, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It says, "Do you indeed speak righteousness, O gods, heavenly beings? Do you judge fairly, O sons of men? No, in your heart you devise wrongdoing. On earth you deal out the violence of your hands. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray from birth, speaking lies." And we'll stop right there, but we'll read verse number 11. "Men will say, surely there is a reward for righteousness. Surely there is a God who judges on the earth." Hallelujah. "Surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely there is a God who judges on the earth." Father, we are grateful as always for another opportunity to come together in prayer, to lift up your name, to magnify you, O God, to glorify you, to exalt you, just to declare that you are God. We thank you, O God. We thank you for our day-to-day life. We thank you, O God, for every opportunity. We thank you, O God, for every blessing. We thank you, O God, for your loving kindness and your mercy. We thank you, O God, for your everlasting loving kindness, for watching over us day and night, even days when we disappoint. You are still faithful. And Father, tonight as we come in prayer, we are mindful that our hearts, our minds, and our spirits are stayed on you. We come not in our own name, but we come in the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, as we come before the throne of grace tonight, we come not in our own strength, we come not in our own righteousness, but we come in the strength of our Lord, and we stand in his righteousness. And Father, we know your word has declared that you have made us kings and priests unto our God. And as kings and priests, O God, we are not coming empty-handed, and we are not coming whichever way, but we are coming by the way of the blood of Jesus. And we say, O God, tonight, attend to our prayer and attend to our supplication. Father, you know the things that weigh heavy on our hearts, the things that weigh heavy in our minds and in our spirits. We just lay them before you, O God, tonight. And say, God, your word says your yoke is easy and your burden is light. We lay down all the things that we are carrying that are ours, O God, and we embrace your yoke and we embrace your burden. We say, O God, tonight as we pray, let our emotions be set aside. Let our own agenda be laid aside, but let the agenda of the kingdom of God be our agenda tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come and let your will, O God, be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Not according to the opinions of men, but according to the counsel of the one who made the heavens and the earth. Let things begin to shake, O God, and let the glory of our God rise up in our midst. Let our God be exalted above all things. Let our light shine, O God. You say to us, arise and shine, for your light has come. Let the light of the world be ignited in us, in the name of Jesus. Father, let that mandate you gave us to be the sons and daughters of hope rise up, O God. You called us to be the salt and the light. Let us rise up to embrace our calling. Not just in words to say we have embraced our calling, but God, in everything that we are, in every fiber of our being, in our actions, in our deeds, in our words, in our thoughts, let there be a deliberate manifestation of the light that we are. Father, we know that right now there are people that are hurting. There are people that are going through tremendous seasons of fear. We declare that God, you have appointed us as regents of the kingdom, as vice regents of the kingdom of God, ministers, O God, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we declare to the world that our God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Father, we declare that we will not be moved by any wind of doctrine, because we are standing on the righteous word of God. Father, tonight we declare that the peace of God is going to prevail over our nation in the name of Jesus. Over our people, O God, let them not carry the guilt and the shame, but let the hope that is in Christ permeate their being, O God. And let the peace that resides in you, that you said surpasses all human understanding, O God, be spread across every part of our nation in the name of Jesus. Tonight, O God, we call for reconciliation amongst the clergy, reconciliation amongst the church of the living God. For your word says, O God, a kingdom divided against itself shall not stand. We declare that, God, our unity proceeds not from our own opinions, but our unity proceeds from our common love of God, our common love of the faith. We say, God, you said we must love one another, that the world may know that we are your disciples. We say tonight, God, let the love of God be shed abroad in our hearts once more in the name of Jesus. Let our attention be focused on that which is the most important thing, that which is the preeminent thing, that which is the apex thing in the earth, oh God, and that is your kingdom coming here on earth as it is in heaven. Not for us to dominate each other, but for Christ to dominate us, for Christ to exercise rule and government over our lives, O God. We thank you, O God, that even today there is still blood on the altar that is speaking greater things concerning the destiny of your people and the destiny of the nations. That, God, everything that we desire, we hunger and we long for, will not come from man, but it comes from you. Your word says, O God, every man shall live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Let the word that gives life permeate through our being, O God. We will not find hope in man, but our hope, our trust, and our faith is in God. Let that word, O God, resound over the nation tonight as we pray. We stand in the gap, O God, that it will not be said of us that God looked for a man in our midst and could not find any, and looked for an intercessor and could not find any. God, we are standing in the gap, O God. Let darkness be pushed astray, let darkness be pushed aside, O God, and let the light come. God, where there is confusion, let clarity come. Where there is hurting, O God, let healing come. Where there is a breaking, let restoration come in the name of Jesus, O God. Where there is, God, just that anxiety, O God, let your peace come in its fullness, O God. Where hopelessness desires to extend its dominion, O God, let the hope that is in God come now in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you, O God, that our hearts are not turned to the world, but our hearts are stayed on you. Our minds are stayed on you. God, that which preoccupies our minds and our thoughts is not the dysfunction of the world, but is the function of the kingdom of God. Let heaven find mercy and grace to be given unto us in this hour. That, O God, that the common bonds that hold us together will not be broken because of division, oh God, but we will be continually bound together by the common threads of love that are bound from our God. We thank you, oh God, that the church, even in this hour, will find one voice, and that voice will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ rules, and he is preeminent in all things. No matter what our affiliations are, oh God, you are still sitting on the throne, and your church, oh God, is still the hope of the world. That God, our personal agendas, our personal ambitions, oh God, will not cloud the mandate that we have been given by God to be the light and the salt, oh God, in the earth. We say, let the word of God be the preeminent thing, oh God, that comes from our mouth. For it is your word that brings healing. It is your word that brings unity. It is your word that brings hope. It is your word that brings life. It is your word that establishes faith. It is your word, oh God, that gives us an expectation of the future. And we say, let the word of God, now that which you have exalted even above your name, God, rise up to the fore in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we have prayed and we believe, oh God, that you have not turned your face away from our nation. We believe, O God, that your hand of favor is still upon our nation. We believe, O God, that our destiny as a nation will not be aborted, O God. We believe as a nation that righteousness shall once again be exalted in our nation, O God, for your glory and for your glory alone. Father, those things that we established as the foundation of our faith will not be moved, will not be shaken. We believe that, God, even in this hour, there are angels that are ministering unto the heirs of salvation, angels that are speaking the hope and the faith that is in God. It is being imparted into your people, that they are going to see that God has not abandoned us, for God is faithful to his word when he said he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. We stand on that word, O God, that the enemy will not have his way, but God will have his way. That, Father, we embrace the entirety of the counsel of God, not that which we agree with and discarding that which we disagree with, but God, the totality of your counsel we embrace, O God, in the name of Jesus. Indeed, O God, men are not the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. That, God, our hope and our trust is not in the arm of the flesh, lest we be cursed. But our hope, our faith, and our trust is in you. And, God, you never disappoint. And, God, you never fall short. And, God, you never fail on your word. We stand on that tonight. You, oh God, you are God alone. You are God all by yourself. We say, God, tonight let there be a breaking in the darkness, and let the light of God permeate tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That, God, we will not preach against each other. We will not pray against each other. But our prayer will always be, let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done. Let thy perfect rule, O God, be established on the earth, O God, even in this nation, in this hour. God, we will not turn our faces from you. You said, O God, seek your face, O God, and in our hearts we have determined that we will seek your face, O God. We have determined that, God, we will not relent looking for you, O God, until you have rained righteousness on us, as Hosea declared. Father, we stand, O God, as a people, and say we humble ourselves, O God, as you inquire required of us in 2 Chronicles, if my people, we are your people, O God, we humble ourselves and pray. God, we repent, O God, for all the injustices, O God. We repent, O God, for all the moral sins, O God. We repent, O God, for all the seeds of division and discontentment that have been sown. God, we repent for all unrighteousness, O God. And we say, God, have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy on us, O God. Have mercy on us, O God. We are the ones who have sinned against you, O God. We acknowledge even the sins of our fathers, O God. We acknowledge the sins of our leaders, O God. We acknowledge the sins of your saints, O God. We have sinned against you, O God. But you have the power, O God. You have the power to cleanse. You have the power, O God, to bring forgiveness. Let that now rise to the fore in the name of Jesus, O God, for your glory and for your glory alone, O God. Let there be a cleansing in the fivefold structure you have established, O God, that righteousness may once again be the desire of your church. Not prosperity, O God, not gain, O God, not notoriety, O God, but your righteousness. Let us fall in love once again with your holiness, O God. Let us fall in love again with your fear, the fear of God, that you say it is the beginning of all wisdom and the beginning of all knowledge. Let us begin once again to fear you, O God, to desire to walk uprightly before you, O God, all our days, to be willing to lay it all down, so that God can have his way. We acknowledge, O God, it is not our church, it is your church. We acknowledge, O God, we are not the ones who are building the church. You are the one who is building the church. For if we build our church, it is going to be marred, O God, with blemishes. It is going to be marred, O God, because of our unrighteousness. But, O God, that which you are building, it shall be without spot, it shall be without blemish. And that which you are building, O God, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. God, you have called us to be the living stones. Not the builders, but to be the living stones that are being neatly joined together to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. We say, O God, tonight, let the church of God be reminded of its responsibility and her responsibility to declare the good news that Christ is not dead, he is alive, that Christ is able. Let that be our mandate once again. Father, to stand in the gap for the nations, that the will of our God may be done. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let true doctrine, O God, be our desire once again. Let love, the love of God, rule our hearts again. That love that you say, perfect love, casts away all fear. Let that love come. Let that love come. That which the Apostle Paul so eloquently set out in the book of Corinthians, when he said, love seeketh not for its own. Let that love, O God, be the love that defines us. Your word says, O God, the love of money is the root of all evil. We are not setting our affections on money, but we are setting our affections on you as a nation. We want you. We want you, God. We want you, O God. we want you, O God. Not only in the things that we speak, O God, but your word says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. O God, as our lips are confessing, O God, it is the deep yearning and the hunger of our hearts for your kingdom to come. For your kingdom to come. For your kingdom to come. In whatever measure, in whatever capacity you have laid out for this season, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. In every area of our nation, let your will be done. And above all, in the hearts of your sons and your daughters, let your will be done. Let the power of sin be broken. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we make an announcement to those, O God, that are hearing, knowing that our words are not restrained by geographical location, for we are affecting the atmosphere. We declare that there is still power in the name of Jesus. We declare that there is still power in the blood of Jesus. And it will never lose its power. God, there is still power to heal, power to restore. God, you are the repairer of breached walls. You are able to restore. Restore, God. Heal according to your word. Heal our land in the name of Jesus. And we say, oh God, we know that in this hour we are not the only group that is praying. We know that in this hour we are not the only saints that are calling upon your name. We pray, oh God, for every group that is gathered in your name. Let them be in alignment with the Spirit of God. Let them be in alignment with the intercession that is required by heaven for this hour. And let them begin to call upon the name of our God in every state that they are in every city that they are standing, in every place, in every altar where their tears are being shed, O God, as they are calling upon your name, wherever they have broken forth an intercession, calling upon your name. Hear, O God. Hear, O God. Hear, O God. Let not the will of man prevail, but let the will of God prevail. We join together with their voices and say, God is still God and His will is going to be done here on earth. Nothing shall resist the will of God. Nothing shall resist the plans and the purposes of God for the glory of our Father in heaven. We join with their voices as they are crying out, have mercy on our nation. Have mercy on our nation. And Father, we remember your word tells us that justice and righteousness are the foundations of your throne. Justice and mercy. God, as you judge, remember your mercy. Remember your mercy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, that you hear. And Father, I pray for whoever is on this prayer line tonight, even those that are going to be listening via whatever technology it is available on, whoever is going through a painful season, a season of hurt, a season of pain, a season of grief, and a season of mourning, we say, let the peace of God once again be in your heart. You are not living in a hopeless season. Hope is above you and hope is beside you. And that hope wants to enter in you. And that hope is Jesus Christ. We still believe. We still believe that Jesus is the answer to everything. We still believe that our God has not lost his ability. We still believe Ephesians 3:20 that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think. We still believe that you are able to bring righteousness. We still believe that you are able. And we say, oh God, you will move in our nation. Revival fires will not be blotted out. Revival will break out. Because our hearts must be turned back to you, O God. That you're not looking for superstars. You are looking for men and women that are willing to say, let God have his way. In the name of Jesus. Father, we acknowledge indeed, according to the words of the prophet Isaiah, as the heavens are high above the earth, your thoughts are higher than ours. And your ways, O God, they are indeed above us, and even some beyond our comprehension. But nevertheless, O God, your ways are just and your ways are righteous. We love your ways. That's why we say, have your way. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for somebody who is having a financial struggle right now. God is still the provider. He still owns a cattle on a thousand hills. All the silver and all the gold is still his. He will provide and he will release it in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, there is somebody who is standing on the edge of a breakthrough and they were about to give up. May the Lord strengthen you now in the name of Jesus. That you are not going to grow weary in well-doing because your due season is at hand. I see you standing on a threshold. I see you standing on a threshold into the next phase of your future. You are standing on the straight on that threshold. But you feel that you cannot make the next move because there is a barrier that is standing in the way. You have been trying to figure out how it is going to open. You have been knocking as hard as you can, as fast as you can, as loud as you can. But you don't see the hinges of the door. You don't see the light behind the door. You don't see it because it is a thick door. And the Lord is saying to you, you are trying to open the door in a conventional manner. You are expecting the door to open as a normal door would. Somebody say hallelujah. That's a word for somebody. You are trying to open the door and you are expecting the door to open as normally a door would, swinging on the hinges. But now you have been discouraged because you haven't seen the hinges on the door to know which side you ought to be pushing on. And the Lord has done this purposefully for you, that you have been pushing on the left, it hasn't opened. You've been pushing on the right, it hasn't opened. And now you are finally figuring it out. Maybe I should just stand in the middle. Anybody hearing me? I don't know who I'm speaking to. Maybe if I can just stand in the middle, and this is what the Lord is saying, the door has no hinges because the Lord is opening a circle in the midst of the door for you to walk through in the name of Jesus. I literally saw it's a gray door, but God is saying there is a glass in the middle of it. It's a round glass. But the reason why you haven't been able to see it is because it is painted the same shade as the color of the door, gray. You haven't been able to distinguish, but God is pulling the glass from the other side. So stand right in the middle. It's about to open. And I see it opening. I see it opening. I see it opening. I say to you, it's not going to be the conventional way. I see it opening. You are not going to remain in this state forever, the way you feel, because God is making a way for you to go on the other side of your trial. And on that side, or other side of your trial, is breakthrough and victory. In the name of Jesus. I bless your name, O God, for that word of encouragement over somebody. If you receive the word, just receive it. If you're going through something and it speaks to you, receive it. It is God who's ministering to you. If you're not going through anything, just receive the word. Put it as a deposit in your box, that when the day comes and you find yourself in adversity, the Lord will bring this word to remembrance, that you are not standing on the right or the left, you are standing in the midst of the door. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for God to restore frayed family relationships. May the Lord heal your relationships tonight. In the name of Jesus. Heal and restore I pray for sons and daughters. God, heal and restore. Heal and restore. Heal and restore. Father, there is no other healer like you. Heal, O God. Heal, O God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I see somebody. I just see a matchstick. And you're looking for a place where to ignite this matchstick. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. And the Lord is saying, you've been looking all over for what you can scratch the matchstick with for it to be able to ignite. You've tried the walls. You've tried religion. You've tried everything. And God is saying, what's needed is right underneath you to ignite the fire, to light up the matchstick. It's right underneath you. And God is saying, for you to access it, you have to be on your knees. For you to access it, you have to be on your knees. And as you go on your knees, your breakthrough, the fire you've been looking for, that ignition you've been looking for, is being released right now in the name of Jesus. As soon as you're on your knees, it's being engaged right now. It's being ignited in the name of Jesus. And I see a cloud that is, it's a V-shaped, the triangle-shaped cloud that is coming. As it is coming, it's not going to let out its waters like rain. As I know, it's a strange vision that I'm seeing. It's not going to let out its waters like rain. But the cloud is going to descend. I don't know what that is for or who that is for. You've been waiting for the rains to come. But God is saying the cloud is going to descend. The cloud is going to descend. And when as it is descending, it is going to bring a significant shift in your life as it descends. A significant shift in your life. There is going to be a greater demand of holiness upon you. There is going to be a greater demand of commitment on your part. There is going to be a greater demand on your time. There's going to be a greater demand on your effort because the cloud is about to descend on you in the name of Jesus. See, you're called into ministry and God is saying the cloud is descending on you in the name of Jesus. For some, I don't know who it is for, you have planted your seeds and you have been waiting for a tree, and the Lord is saying the tree has already shot from the ground. It is fully grown. So do not be afraid whether you will eat from the fruit of the tree. You will. Somebody say amen. You will. You will eat from the fruit of your labor, you will. In the name of Jesus, you will. I feel it strongly in my spirit, you will. In the name of Jesus. And I want to say this as I go along. Today, there's a sense of a prophetic revealing today. The Lord is just speaking just different things. So if I just declare to you what I see, if it's not for you, it's for somebody else. It's for somebody else. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, O God, and I bless you, O God, for your goodness. Surely there is a reward for the righteous. Says the righteous shall inherit the nations. The righteous shall rule. There is a reward for righteous. And God is the judge over the whole earth. In the name of Jesus. I bless God because He is faithful. I bless God because there is no respecter of persons with Him. I bless God because of who He is. God all by Himself. I don't know where you are and what's going on in your heart. Some are enthralled, some are discouraged, some are disappointed, some are euphoric. Whichever state you are in, God is still on the throne. And God is working out things in your favor. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. And as always, you are an awesome God. Words can never express how much we appreciate you, O God. How much we love you, O God. How much we want to say thank you. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Thank you, and thank you for having mercy on us. Thank you in the name of Jesus. You know, the word of God, it searches the hearts of man. And if it's searching the hearts of man, it is going to reveal what it finds. Somebody say hallelujah. It's going to reveal what it finds. It's going to reveal what it finds. What I'm seeing is, I'm seeing in like papers, stack and stack of papers, multicolored papers, their edges are cut, just like a, you know, those styling scissors, they are cut all around, and God is saying there are some things that are going to be written about you. Things that are going to be written about you, things you are going to write that are going to be forever recorded in history. They're going to be forever recorded in history. I want to say to somebody, there is a significant event, an event of prominence that's about to happen in your life. That event is going to make you known. That event is going to make you famous. And the Lord is saying, when that happens, let the pages be written, never to be forgotten in history, in the name of Jesus. It's literally going to be standing out of the pack. That's what's going to happen in your life because of that one significant event. In the name of Jesus. bless your name again, oh God. As always, as always, as always, we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. It's like the Lord is just taking me to somebody's house, and I can tell you what I see. I see pot plants at the back, but they are not really pots, but I see them. They're in like wooden boxes. Plants all around your house, fence, wooden boxes. And the Lord is saying favor is coming over you. Favor is coming over your household, wherever you are. It's coming over your household. And he is going to be a sign that favor is resting on you. Your plants are going to produce fruit at a higher capacity than what they normally would do. And favor is there in your house. Favor and favor and favor in the name of Jesus is coming. It's coming, and that favor is going to make a difference in your life. In the name of Jesus. Let me read for you again the verse that I read. I'm almost done for tonight. The verse that I read. Do you indeed speak righteousness, O gods, heavenly beings? Do you judge fairly, O sons of men? Know in your heart you devise wrongdoings. On the earth you deal out the violence of your hands. But the last verse tells us that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely there is a God who judges on the earth. Regardless of what you hear, regardless of what you see, remember this one thing. He is still sitting on the throne, and his name is Jesus. Father, we thank you for tonight, for allowing us to stand in the gap for a moment on behalf of our nation. We thank you, O God, for the privilege and the honor. We bless your name, now and forever. Somebody say amen. Amen, amen. I want to read this verse for you. It's very crucial for us now. Numbers 6, verse number 24 to verse number 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Father, thank you, thank you, and thank you for what you've asked for us to do today. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen.